Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. BMF continues its third season tonight on Starz with someone from another popular drama on that network jumping into this one. New co-star Katie Ann White joins me next. The era of sports betting via television is underway, while the era of X, the smart TV distributed service, gets underway, perhaps in the next week or so. We'll explore the ramifications of both developments in Takeaway of the Week fashion next half hour. Also ahead, a new leader for the ESPN Fox WBD Sports Mega Channel venture, Doctor Who's new season, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, speaker and tuner radio, and present on 46 great podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Today's episode is brought to you by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. 67 degrees top of the hour here in the Big Apple, and wherever you are on this Friday afternoon, we welcome you to the latest edition of the program all about TV's current and future. I have a wonderful guest for you coming your way over the course of this hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone. When you do, you dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, speaker, tuner radio. You can also be involved with our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Before we get into our guests and our news notes, we have a special announcement for you. Those of you who have been catching us on podcasts through Google Podcasts over the last year or so, we want to tell you that as of today, Google Podcasts is no longer operating. And all the podcast series available in that venue have now gone over to YouTube Music. So starting today, for those of you who have been catching us on Google Podcasts, go to YouTube Music and you will find us there. We want to welcome those of you who may be catching us for the first time at YouTube Music. We appreciate having you aboard. And we will have one of the new co-stars of BMF on Starz coming your way. That is Katie-Ann White. She'll join us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after these news notes. The controversial Mega Sports Channel bundle organized by ESPN, Fox, and Warner Bros. Discovery has its leader. Former Apple TV and Hulu executive Pete Distad is the unnamed venture's new chief overseer. In a joint statement out this morning, ESPN, Fox, and WBD expressed confidence that Distad and his staff will, and I quote, build an extremely compelling, fan-focused product for our talent, our target market, unquote. The bundle is expected to premiere this fall, with key details from name to channels available in this manner forthcoming. More news anticipated in mid-May, when ESPN, parent Walt Disney, Fox, and WBD stage upfront events here in New York. Trigger the TARDIS, Doctor Who is set to strike its latest season, May 10th, on Disney Plus at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The BBC and other TV services around the globe will carry the season debut that weekend. Nikuti Gatwa is the current Doctor Who, with Millie Gibson as companion Ruby Sunday. Now, quickies, popular video game Among Us will become an animated series, co-production from CBS Studios and Among Us developer Innoslot. Featured voice players include Randall Park, Yvette Nicole Brown, and Elijah Wood. Netflix will take over distribution of How to Get to Heaven from Belfast, the next series created by Lisa McGee of Derry Girls fame from Channel 4. Derry Girls was an international Emmy winner here in New York last November. And WeTV's Love After Lockup goes into its fifth season there April 19th. The unscripted look at relationships involving prison inmates will get a second window on All Black. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, one of the new co-stars of the popular Starz series BMF, which you can catch at 8 p.m. East Pacific Time tonight on Starz, Katie-Ann White. Katie-Ann, great to have you here.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
So how did you get involved with BMF? Because this is not your first Starz series. You were on another very popular show, which I believe is going to go into its third season very soon. That's P-Valley.
Yes, I did film P-Valley back in 2022. That was awesome. And I'm like a part of the Starz family now, now that I'm on BMF. But but yeah, BMF, it was great. I got the call. We started filming earlier last year around March. And we filmed for a few months, and it was great, great experience.
Mm-hmm. You have really come a long way, Katie-Ann, in your career on television, because you were involved in a wonderful series called Greenleaf on the Oprah Winfrey Network. You've done Family Business on BET. I mentioned P-Valley. You're also involved with Will Trent, the ABC series, which is also getting a second run on Hulu. And I understand, by the way, the second season is off and running since it came back on ABC a couple weeks ago. How have you used the experiences in previous series into this role on BMF?
see, this role, I feel like on BMF is a bit different than all the other roles that I've had. There's a major arc in this. It's a lot of it's definitely more deep and more intimate, I would say, than the other roles. I would say probably this is as close to like the Will Trent role that I played. These two roles, I would say, are the most similar. And my role in Greenleaf, I was more like, you know, popular girl, more like the diva. I would say in Greenleaf and in P-Valley, those are, so I kind of go back and forth from these two types.
And not only that, you get to be a focal point for one of the key characters in this series.
Exactly.
And that is Big Meech, who is played, by the way, for those who don't know, this is about one of the most notorious crime situations in Southwest Detroit, and the actual son of Big Meech, played by Demetrius Leary Jr., plays the person that you get to have a relationship with.
Right, and we're definitely going to see how that connection builds between us two, and we'll see that, you know, there's something different with my character in Meech, and we'll get to see how they play off of each other and how they build trust with each other throughout the season.
When you got the role, what was the first thought about how to play it, how to play Angel, who is a character that also has her issues?
Well, I would say coming from my own life, I don't really have – I've never been through exactly what Angel has been through, but I can make the similarities in my life through a time when I probably doubted myself or a time where I didn't know my abilities or – you know, and that's very similar to what is going on with Angel. You know, there's something that Meech sees in her, and he tries to let her know, like, you know, you're better than that, and I know you had a hard life, but, you know, we can work through that, and, you know, I want you to really see your potential. So we start to see that arc within the show and how I had to build for this or create this backstory of Angel. I just had to tune into a time when I didn't feel like myself, or I didn't feel that I was capable of certain things.
When you have to tap into yourself to take on the role, what is that process like?
I would say, depending on the role, for this, I really had to sit with myself, look at the whole story first, gather enough information that I can, that I have available to me for the role, and I literally start to fill in the dots. So if I don't know certain things or it hasn't been created yet, I will create that. A lot of bringing my own self to it, as well as using my imagination and making that real. You know, an experience may not have exactly happened for me in my life, but there's something about our imagination and really believing that's really what happened. You know, and I just create those thoughts and that imagery in my head like it's almost a memory for me.
You're hearing Katie Ann White. She is one of the new co-stars on Season 3 of BMF, which is now playing on Starz. The latest episode is, I believe, Episode 3. It's on tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Starz available on cable systems all over the place, satellite too, and in some markets available also on smart TV sets, smart devices, and multi-channel bundles. KVN joins us live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, this half hour right here, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Appel with you live up north, you might say, in the Big Apple, New Weather York, 67 degrees, top of the hour. We want to hear you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Have another wonderful hour coming your way on Monday at this very time. There's a brand new Paramount Plus movie that's getting a lot of attention. It's called Little Wings. It includes Emmy Award winner Brian Cox of Succession fame. We will have the executive producer and director, Emmy Award nominee Dean Israelite, will be with us in our first half hour. And our second half hour, have you ever wondered what it's like to meet a real live Yellowstone family dynasty? Well, you now can do that on the new Peacock Unscripted series, The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. Well, executive producer Russell J. Staglite, right here. That's all Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Give us more of a sense about the character you play of Angel. What kind of a background does she have, and how do you start to deal with Meech in this relationship?
So for Angel, you know, she had a hard life, so she grew up in foster care. And it made an impact on her. Anybody knows that when you grow up in foster care, you know, it's really tough, especially depending on who you're around and who you grew up with. And we later find out there's more to that story about what happens to her parents. There's, you know, there was an accident and she was the only one that survived. So that was also daunting on her, as well as having to grow up in foster care. And after she ran away from foster care, and that's when she meets Greenie, played by Neo, actually. And, you know, to her, that's all that she knows. You know, that's like her home. And Meech sees that the way that he's treating me is not right. And, you know, he sees, like, you know, like, you shouldn't have to deal with this. You shouldn't deal with this. And to me, I'm just like, this is what I'm used to. This is my home. That's all that I know. And so we start to create this dynamic together in this relationship where I start to trust him and connect with him. And when we first, in the first episode, when we meet Angel, he wants to get info about something, right? And at first she's like, I'm not telling you anything, such and such. But when she sees how, you know, how he's different with her, she starts to give him that information. So we'll see little by little, she starts to trust him more and more and feel safe with him.
For people who haven't seen BMF, there are a lot of very talented people surrounding you in this series. We were talking before we went on the air about Russell Hornsby, whose career I have watched ever since Lincoln Heights on ABC Family, now Freeform. Fantastic actor. I've seen him in all sorts of roles, including Fences, Law & Order SVU, all sorts of different things. You've got Lala Anthony. You've had Snoop Dogg on the show. Monica's been on the show. Leslie Jones. You mentioned Neo, who's part of the new season. What's it like for you to be surrounded by so much talent? And do you use them as sort of a cushion to work with in terms of your own talent?
Yeah, like I was very excited once I seen, you know, how many people were going to be on the show, how many amazing people that I look up to. I also, too, love Russell Hornsby. I think he's an amazing actor. And I thought it was amazing. I didn't get to meet everyone, but I did. You know, I loved working with Neo. I thought that was great that I had to work so closely with him. And, you know, just everyone else that I knew was on there, I was just excited, honestly. I wouldn't say I'll use them as a cushion. I was just so excited to be able to work with them in a project.
And Neo, by the way, is also the graduate of a Star series, too. So really, really,
said that he's a graduate?
That had the late Naya Rivera from Glee on it. And Neo played the entrepreneur of that series. And we had the executive producer of the program on our show a number of years ago.
Oh, wow, great. I didn't even know. That's amazing. But he was amazing to work with. Like that's probably my favorite person that I worked with, honestly.
Mm-hmm. What do you learn from those other actors about your craft? How do they help you get better or get stronger? Not just in this particular character, but also overall, because you are a very rare kind of person. You're what some people would call in the business a quadruple threat. You sing, you dance, you act, you do martial arts. That's a lot of skill. And there's a trick to trying to really have those skills work no matter what role you're in.
Right. You know, some roles call for different things. So with this role, it called for, you know, dancing skills. And I just like to keep myself, you know, ready for, you know, a role that will fit, you know, my inventory, all the skill set that I have. So, like, I would love to play a role where, you know, I like a Marvel, like an action character. I would love that. And I feel like my dancing skills will fit that. And my martial arts skills will fit that as well. And that's actually probably like my dream role. So I've accumulated all these skills.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Incidentally, Katie Ann, I'm sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you. Go for it.
No, I was just going to say, like, I try to, like, learn new things and accumulate these skills to be more valuable, to bring things to the role that they may have not thought about before.
In the club scenes, do you do your own choreography, or did Stars or BMF provide a choreographer for you to work with?
Stars, they did. It was up to my discretion, and we worked, you know, we bounced ideas off of each other. So I worked with her, and I also incorporated my own routines too.
What has been the toughest scene to do so far?
Interesting. The toughest one. Well, we haven't gotten to it yet, but there is a scene probably in episode 5 where there was a lot of energy that I had to, I had to do all of that in one take. I don't really want to talk about what I did, but I had to do all of it in one take.
I understand. Just asking because a couple of weeks ago I saw the preview of Kemba here in New York, a marvelous movie about Kemba Smith, the college student who got into a crazy relationship with a drug, turned out to be a drug kingpin, later was murdered. She was put in prison, it looked like, for a 26-year-and-a-half sentence, and luckily President Clinton, in act of clemency, was able to get her out after 6. By the way, that program, which has gotten great reviews, that made TV movie, is coming to BET next week, and we're still trying to get Kemba, the real Kemba Smith, and also the person who portrayed her on the movie and the director, also, Kelly Kelly, to be on the program. It's an amazing film, and
Really, I got to check it
that's
out.
That's what I was asking, because there is a scene in that film that was talked about in an afterward panel discussion, which was also very, very difficult. And the idea was, can we get this in one take, given how intense the scene is?
Yeah. And Matt, yeah, because it's really hard. You really want to get it in one take, especially when it's an intense scene like that. Yeah, I definitely have to check it out, though.
What has surprised you about playing the role?
What surprised me? What would I say surprised me about playing the role? I would say nothing really surprised me per se. I kind of looked at it like a journey through her story. I would say when I did learn that when she later explains her backstory of why she's in foster care, I would say that surprised me when I heard the backstory of that, because I kind of prepared for that, and it was funny when I did get the information, I was like, oh wow, I kind of like created that in my mind anyway as the reason why she was in foster care, like her parents, you know, she survived a car accident. And that's why she's
episode 3 of BMF is on tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Stars, available on cable and satellite, also in some areas through smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. We've got one of the new co-stars on the series, Katie Ann White, joining us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, this half hour, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. In a moment, I'm going to ask Katie Ann, if she ever gets her own television series, what kind of series would she like to do if she could create it all by herself? We'll get to that in a moment. And we want to get to your phone calls. If you have some questions or comments or many minutes with Katie Ann, make that call, 646-652-2906. Or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up our next half hour, our classic trivia question of the week. Last time we were offering the question, 7 prizes in play, including the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar and 2 great music CDs, Lifetime Women in Rock and the Chicago Greatest Hits CD, with songs like 25 and 6 to 4 and Feeling Stronger Every Day. And then we have a very unique takeaway of the week segment where we're going to talk about 2 developments, one that happened this week, that's the era of TV sports betting underway, and secondly, something that might happen next week, X or Twitter becoming a television service. That's coming up in our next half hour. So, Katie Ann, if somebody were to say, we love what you do, we want to give you your own television series, what kind of TV series would you like to do?
Wow, this is going to be kind of different. Something that I would want to do. I would say I would want to do, I have two different ideas. I would want to make like a revamped Tomb Raider, something that has action, or something that's kind of like The Last of Us on HBO, something really similar to that. Or like there's an apocalypse and we have to figure out, you know, like what we're going to do, how we're going to figure this out, something like that.
So you want to be in a series about a world that is on the super skids, dystopian. How do we reset the world to make it better for everybody?
Yeah, how to reset the world, like something like post-apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm. Who are your role models in your career?
In my career, definitely Denzel, Lupita also. I would say two of those would be my role models.
Why are they? I mean, Denzel is who came out of television with Saint Elsewhere, and you've seen the career he has had with all sorts of films ever since. And Lupita Nyong'o, of course, wonderful actress, has made a super film career for herself as well.
Yes. First, I say Denzel because, like, he takes everything so seriously. He's very, really like a no BS actor, and every role that he takes on, he really brings himself to the role. Same thing with Lupita. Like, I can feel her emotions through the screen every time I watch both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved Zoe Saldana from Colombiana. That movie, I fell in love with her in that movie because it's similar to the type of role that I would want to play. One of my dream roles, and I love how she put that on.
Mm. Yeah. Incidentally, while we wait to see, we know, by the way, that BMF is going to go into a fourth season. Are your plan to continue with the series in some way, or are you looking at other roles?
Well, I'm always open to other roles. I don't know if I can say if I'm going to be in season four. I'm not sure if I can say that.
Yeah,
but we'll work it out. We'll work it out. If I am, I'm still open to other roles, though.
Mm. One thing I was curious about is the fact that I want to go back to the Marvel thing you talked about, the epic spy film. Have you gotten any, because a lot of your work has been television, have you gotten any feelers from people saying, hey, I'd like to put you in the kind of film you want to do, a Marvel or a undercover espionage spy thriller?
You're saying if I've gotten, like, someone, like, trying to, like, reaching out to me directly?
Yeah, or indirectly.
Not really. Not yet, I would say, but, I mean, I have been auditioning for other roles recently.
But what's the audition process like? Is it because you've built up a track record in television, is it easier or it's still to some extent a grind?
Yeah, it's always going to be a grind because once you start getting a little bit, like, too comfortable, I just believe that you're leaving talent on the table if you don't treat it like a grind. That's just me personally.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, I understand that when you were in college, acting was not on the table. It was pursuing a degree in nursing. When did the acting bug hit for you?
It hit when I moved to Atlanta. So I would say like around 2018 is when I moved to Atlanta, and I said, you know what, I don't really want to do this. I've really kind of been pushed into this because I have parents from Jamaica and they're very old fashioned and they just want to, you know, it's whatever they know. So that's what they know and they like to stay safe. But I knew that I was a performing arts girl and I wanted to, you know, take the risk and pursue my dream, you know, and have no regrets. So I just picked up myself and moved to Atlanta in 2018 and the rest was history.
And one thing I wanted to get into before we leave you is the fact that you are working on, there is the singing side of your career, and it looks like that is starting to start happening in a big way.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I was saying that the singing side of your career, it looks like it is getting ready to bust loose in a big way.
Oh, the singing side, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on an EP right now. Yeah. I'm working on an EP right now, and I really want to incorporate, like, different genres together because I am Jamaican and Chinese. So I want to bring, like, the Afrobeats is really popular right now, but I still want to keep it, like, R&B with some pop and some Caribbean-style vibes.
Mm. And when is the album going to come out?
I don't have an exact date yet, but I'm working on it, just trying to, master it and get it all together.
Mm-hmm. Going back to BMF for a second, where do you? I'm sorry, say it again.
I would say closer towards the end of summer.
Got it. Great. Going back to BMF for a moment, where do you film the series?
When was the film released? You said.
No. Where do you film BMF? Do you do it in Detroit or do you do it elsewhere?
In Atlanta.
Mm. What's it like to film there? Because Atlanta has become an incredibly dynamic place for film and television. A lot of TV shows have been produced there. You got Tyler Perry, and he just continues to expand what he's doing, both in film and television. It is an amazing talent pool and now becoming a really amazing television source.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so used to filming in Atlanta because I started there. And, you know, it's kind of like home to me when it comes to the film industry. And so, like, filming there is pretty, like, you know, they have different seasons. So, you know, just depending on the time that we're filming, you know, it could be super cold outside or it could just, you know, the weather just kind of fluctuates when you're there. But I'm just so used to filming in Atlanta. Most of all my projects that I've been in film in Atlanta. So it's kind of like all I know. But I love it.
KDN, do you ever knock wood that, you know, how you have come so far in your career and, you know, hey, this is where I am now. I'm on a hit series. I'm on a network that gets more and more people watching. I have all these, you know, wonderful talents around me to work with. Do you ever sort of get to, like, knock on wood, here I am, I could be something, I could be in a whole far different place?
Yeah, if you're saying that, like, do I see myself in another place? Like, do I see myself going bigger and expanding more? Absolutely. I think this is just the tip of, you know, this isn't even, like, I haven't even scratched the surface yet in my, especially in my abilities and how I believe in myself, and I know that I can go even farther from here.
One other thing, have you thought about theater or doing live concerts or things like that as your career continues?
Honestly, I'm not against it. I'm open to it. I mean, it's not something that I have a lot of experience with. I did a little bit of it, you know, for extracurricular back in school, but I've always been like a film, TV, more intimate actor.
That's very interesting you say that. Film. How do you define film intimate or TV intimate?
Just film and TV, like when the camera's like right in your face and you're doing your close-up take and you really, to me, it's more of a connection with the audience through the film, and the camera picks up every little thing. Camera picks up body language, you know. There's times when you don't even say words, you know. You have to get what you're feeling across with just your body language and your expressions and your facial expressions. So that's what I mean when I say intimate. You know, we see everything, we feel everything from the character.
Episode 3 of BMF Season 3 comes your way tonight on Starz, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Check your local listings where Starz is available in your area on cable and satellite, also in some marketplaces on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. More details about the series and the network online, go to Starz, STARZ.com. That's Starz, STARZ.com. KDN White, thank you very much for coming aboard today. Congratulations on how your career is going, and I have a hunch we are going to be seeing and hearing a lot more from you in the months and years ahead. It's been a great pleasure to have you on.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're Bro and KDN. Take care. Best to the cast and crew. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. KDN White joining us live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, this half hour here on Tamarvi Televised. When we come back, one more time, our last time, our current classic trivia question, and then a very unusual takeaway of the week situation. We're going to talk about two developments. One that happened this week, the initial play into TV sports betting, and we'll also have what could happen maybe next week or the week after for sure, X or Twitter becoming a television service on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. We'll get to all of that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio in the galaxy, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reach over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's post time with the Greek this weekend. He's got a lot to say about the NCAA men and women basketball conference championships and Selection Sunday as well. Plus, what's going on with the National Football League, Major League Baseball, hockey, pro basketball, and a whole lot more, including the Players' Championship. Post time with the Greek tomorrow and Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget Best Beat Charge 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on a beautiful Friday afternoon here in the Big Apple. 67 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Welcome to those who are just joining us at the bottom. Simon Abbott with you along for the ride. Again, I want to thank Katie Ann White from BMF for joining us in the first half hour. And coming up in our second half hour, we're going to have an unusual takeaway of the week segment dealing with two developments. The era of sports betting starting earlier this week and the possibility that next week or the week after, X or Twitter could become available to you on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Before we get to that, we're going to give you one last time to take part in our current Classic Trivia segment competition. And we've got a question for you. This is the last time we're offering on this program. We have a bunch of great prizes, seven in all, that if you are first with the correct answer, you can win them. The free Uber card from AMC Networks, the free Redbox Movie Night card from Crackle Connect, the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar, two great music CDs, Chicago's greatest hits with songs like 25 or 6 to 4, Save Me With a Big Surprise, and If You Leave Me Now, Lifetime's Women in Rock collection with great performances by Laura Branigan, Bananarama, The Pretenders, Pat Benatar, and more, and two great books from UCSC, that's University of Southern California Professor David Craig, was on this program last fall. His best-selling book, Apocalypse Television, How the Made-for-TV Movie the Day After Helped End the Cold War. And from Jeff Melvoin, the former writer-showrunner of the Emmy-winning CBS series Known Exposure, his great best-selling book on Amazon, Running the Show, Television from the Inside. All that can be yours if you know the answer to this question. Who is the voice of Mr. Ed on Mr. Ed? That's right. Who is the voice of that talking horse, of course, from that very popular 1960s sitcom, started in syndication, ran a year there, then went to CBS for four or five seasons on Sunday afternoons. Alan Young, of course, was the star, and, of course, the horse was the famous Mr. Ed. That's the question. Who was the voice of Mr. Ed? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Again, only email entries only. And if you are a previous guest in this program or previous winner, you are not eligible. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question first thing tomorrow, that's Saturday morning, on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One last time, here's the question. Who was the voice of Mr. Ed? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And remember, in order to win, you got to play in. Do so. Make it happen on this Ides of March Day, 2024, and all the very best. Our special takeaway of the week feature coming your way after this from Liquid IV. Have you heard there's a new wellness routine that's easy to take and keeps you in wonderful hydrated shape? We call it Liquid IV. It's a great tasting drink mix in stick form that when you add with water, it delivers hydration to your body faster and more efficiently than water alone. What's more, you get five essential vitamins, B3, 5, 6, 12, and vitamin C, plus three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. There's 12 flavors to choose from, all delicious and refreshing like Concord Grape, Passion Fruit, and Watermelon, plus a whole line of sugar-free flavors like Green Grape and Peach. And remember, Liquid IV is gluten-free, dairy, and soy-free. So, how do you get involved? Go to liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com to order. And when you do, you get 20% off using the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop for better hydration today. Remember, it's at liquidiv.com and use the promo code TELEVISE, TELEVISED, at liquidiv.com. Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures with real hydrating. And now it's time for our regular Friday feature, the takeaway of the week, where we highlight one or two developments that happened this week that we think you should really take away from this week because they very well will impact the way you watch and use television. Well, today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to expand the segment, and we're going to focus on two developments, one that did happen this week and the other may happen next week or the week after for sure. Our two developments, this week, we saw the beginning of the era of sports betting on television. And the development we're waiting for, X or Twitter, becoming a new smart television distributed service. So in case you didn't hear, on Tuesday, Comcast and DraftKings started up a new service called Xfinity Odds Zones. Now here's the way it works. Number one, you have to be an Xfinity X1 cable subscriber to use this app. Second, state where sports betting is permitted. And third, you have to be in a state where DraftKings has a sports book. So here's the way it works. You tune on OddZone, and you will find the latest video of a live sports event. And on one side of the screen, you will get the latest odds for that event and a QR code. Take your mobile phone or smartphone, you scan the QR code on the set, and that will trigger your opportunity to place a bet. And then you go from there using your mobile phone. Now, we know that right now you can use that service to bet on the Players' Championship, which is going on as we speak, second round, which is being run on Golf Channel and Peacock, and then the final rounds will be on Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC. Next week, you will be able to use OddZone on the NCAA men and women's basketball tournament from the opening round on. You will be able to use it for Major League Baseball's regular season, the playoffs of the NBA, the playoffs of the NHL. We don't know yet about the Olympics. And it looks like you will be able to use this app for the regular season of the National Football League. That's what we know so far. Now, again, this started on Tuesday, so we're now in day four. We don't know yet how many people have used this app and how many bets have come through. Now, keep in mind that you have to use the smartphone to trigger the bet. Place the bet with the QR code. However, the QR code is presented on the television screen. Now, here's what we don't know. We don't know basically three questions. One, now that we have this era of sports betting on television underway or using television underway, who's going to be next? Remember, DraftKings has its own smart TV distributed service that's currently running on Samsung smart TV sets. We know that we have FanDuel, another major bet house, which has two television services, FanDuel TV and FanDuel Plus. FanDuel TV is available on cable systems around the country. It's TVG, the old horse racing channel. And FanDuel Plus is like a Netflix mega content type service available on smart TV sets, device, and multi-channel bundles. We also know that there's BetMGM, there's Fanatics, and there's other sports books that may or may not want to jump in and form their own alliances, either with smart TV sets, devices, multi-channel bundles, individual TV networks. And we also know that more than a year from now, ESPN is going to do a sports betting service as part of its new mega content format with ESPN and its family of cable networks, ESPN2, News, Deportes, et cetera, et cetera. Another big thing we don't know is because this service is basically triggered by the set, but it's not going all the way, when is the process going to be all the way to the set? So you won't have to use a smartphone, you won't have to use a PC, you won't have to use a laptop. You'll all do it with the TV set with your voice or voice remote. Technically speaking, there's a lot of opportunity already to do that, because the majority of smart TV sets and devices currently available and currently up for purchase have artificial intelligence software that allows you to use your voice or voice remote through audio features like Siri, Google Assistant, and Alexa to control the set. That's why we are having this boom in interactive advertising, shoppable ads, the ability to order products and services, so on and so forth. The question I have is, when are we going to see a fully-fledged sports betting all the way through the television set from trigger to getting the bet in? From what I've heard and conversations I've had with various people in recent weeks, there's two things that have to be addressed. One is security. You do not want scam artists to be part of this. And you also do not want a compromise anywhere along the bet path. Secondly, is authentication. How do you make sure that whoever is placing the bets is authenticated to do so? I have a hunch that we are going to start seeing developments in both arenas. in a matter of weeks, not months, weeks, so that we could see that all the way through sports betting app happen. Remember, you've got the sports bet organizations like FanDuel and DraftKings in play. You've got networks like ESPN in play. You have smart TV set makers like Vizio, which Walmart is about to buy. And you have Telly, the disruptive dual screen set that is trying to be the iPhone of television. And if you remember, when Dallas Lawrence, the chief strategy officer, was on this program twice last year, he maintained, yes, we're going to do a sports betting app. Incidentally, next Thursday, Dallas will be a part of TVOT Connect, TVO Tomorrow Show Connect, which I will hopefully be on that call, and we'll ask him about where Telly stands with their sports betting plans. No question, though, that the sports betting arena is open. And what is taking place this week with DraftKings and Comcast is the first step. And now let's see how more steps get taken and when. Incidentally, NBC Universal, which is owned by Comcast, is going to have next Wednesday at 30 Rock, specifically Studio with H, where Saturday Night Live is produced, they're going to have their annual technology showcase 1, in this case 124. It'll be next Wednesday afternoon. We'll be there to cover it for Media Village. I'm very keen to see whether sports betting comes up and whether this Comcast DraftKings initiative will come up at all in the conversation. We'll keep you posted. Now, the second development is one that has been the subject of stories all week long and looks like it's going to happen next week, week after next, and that is X or Twitter becoming a smart television service through at least two smart TV set makers and maybe more. Over a year ago, when Linda Yaccarino, the former NBC Universal ad sales chief, joined Elon Musk to be the chief executive of X, Twitter, there was a sense in some people saying, why is she going there? She's got a great job at NBC Universal. Well, in the back of my head and some others was the sense that maybe, just maybe, what X wants to do is become a full-fledged video programming service on television. And Elon Musk, in various public comments, sort of suggested it, not totally, not directly, but suggested, hey, we want to turn X from being just tweets and videos, short form, long form, and we want to make it a marketplace. A marketplace where we can do all sorts of things, order products and services, make reservations for airlines, for buses, for entertainment, whether it's concerts or Broadway shows or theater around the country, restaurants, hotels, banking, other forms of shopping and commerce, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the word from various trade publications and places like CNBC and the Wall Street Journal and so forth is that next week, or the week after at the latest, that X will launch its video service on at least two smart TV sets. Now, why you should care about this, even though it looks like at the start it's going to be all video? Because once again, when you go on smart TV sets and smart devices, you're now playing with artificial intelligence that allows you to do all sorts of things interactively with the set. You can get on the majority of smart TV sets and devices. And 90% of all U.S. households now have these products, and that's how they are watching television this way. That X, lickety-split, could become a very big interactive service. It could involve advertisers in a big way. And that's where Linda Yaccarino's talent at NBC Universal can be put to very, very good use. And it could develop all sorts of services, much like the iPhone or your smartphone. And you could do it on the television set. And, of course, the first step is video, whether it is long-form shows and series or short-form, user-generated and professional. So stand by, because next week we could see the first round of launches of X, the television service. And keep in mind that over the last couple of years, X when it was Twitter, did digital content new fronts through the Interactive Ad Bureau. They had their own special event publicly here in New York to talk about what they're doing at Twitter or X and how you want to get advertising. So if X has something to say about not just this new smart TV avenue, but how they want to make that avenue widespread in terms of services and make it a true marketplace for more than just ideas, commerce, and more, that will be the time to do it. Now, we should hear in the next couple of weeks who is going to be speaking, who is going to be exhibiting at the Digital Content Conference, which takes place the last week of April, first few days of May. So we'll see. I would make a safe bet, going back to our first subject of this section, that X is going to do a special event and that Elon Musk and Linda Yaccarino will have a lot to say about how X, the video service, is going to ultimately be more than just a video home, like YouTube, like Vimeo, and so forth. And it's going to be more than just tweets and video. There's a lot they're going to do. And that may be where we get the beans spilled about what X and Twitter are all about. We have a few minutes before we leave here. I'd like to hear what you think. What do you think about sports betting? And what do you think about X becoming a video service? Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or use the chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name. One other thing about sports betting. I hope that as the televised side of sports betting grows, that there will be two things. One, there will be an effort to take some of the revenue, whether made by the cable operator or made by the smart TV set maker or made by the channel or made by the betting organization, that will be set aside for some sort of public service. Remember the days of off-track betting here in New York and New York State, where millions of dollars was raised for educational services, and it helped an awful lot of people have their education fulfilled and more. So I hope that we can see a public spirit in terms of taking some of that revenue and doing public good with it. And secondly, that we really encourage people that if you're going to use sports betting through television, as the off-track betting people used to say, bet with your head, not over it. You know, don't turn it into a fetish that could end up costing you so much. So I hope that everybody will do the right thing, the important thing, to make sure that betting is a sport. It's not a super way of life that can cost you down the road. So I hope that will happen. Before we leave you today, I want to give a big shout out to my alma mater, American University. This has been a fantastic week here in New York to meet a lot of terrific alumni from American University School of Communication and other College of Arts and Sciences and other schools at my alma mater down in Washington, D.C. Monday, wonderful gathering at Brooklyn Chop House. That's Brooklyn Chop House. It's in the Times Square District of Manhattan, 47th Street between 8th Avenue and Broadway. Wonderful time there. Then I had a chance to meet the interim dean of SOC with other people at a terrific restaurant, Lasagna, on 8th Avenue in the Chelsea District. And finally, a fantastic event on Wednesday night at the Morgan Library and Museum. Used to go there for a number of upfront events from National Geographic and other places and other networks. It's great, wonderful space, and a terrific event that dealt with the world of sports and what graduates of AU, including Jamie Erdahl, the Good Morning Football NFL Network host, will also be working on the NCAA March Madness on CBS, TNT, TBS, and True TV, was one of the speakers. Really terrific, very engrossing, very engaging, a lot of good insights there. I want to let you know that American University, as we speak, is in the home stretch of a fantastic initiative called Change Can't Wait. It was started 4 years ago under President Sylvia Burwell, who is going to be leaving AU at the end of the current semester. As we speak, Change Can't Wait, which is out to raise $500 million for a wide variety of initiatives that will inspire and engage the next generations of American University students in whatever profession and learning avenue they want to be in. That as of today, they have raised 93% of the funds. They are about $35 million away from completing that goal, meeting it or exceeding it. So I wanted to let you know that I want to invite you to, whether you're an AU grad or not listening to this program, to consider making a contribution to get them over the finish line. Change Can't Wait. It is a marvelous campaign, and I want to congratulate everybody at AU and everybody who's contributed to it, including yours truly. And if you'd like to know more about Change Can't Wait, and you want to make a contribution, or you want to invite others to make a contribution, whether they are AU grads or not, go to www.american.edu. That's www.american.edu. And go to the special section about Change Can't Wait, and I promise you, you will be delighted with what this great bastion of higher learning is out to do with $500 million or more. But once again, if you want to participate in the Change Can't Wait campaign, if you'd like to either contribute, whether in dollars, or you want to contribute mentoring services, other things like that, as part of some initiatives that this campaign will cover, go to www.american.edu. www.american.edu. I promise you, you will feel really great, and you'll be really great about pushing on and impacting the next generations of American University students who will definitely be change makers in whatever avenue of impacting and transforming the world they'll be in. And I thank you for that. Again, I want to thank Katie Ann White from BMF for joining us in our first half hour. Don't forget, episode 3 of BMF on tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Starz, available on cable and satellite. Check logos for where it's available in your area. It's also available in many markets on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. More details about the service and the program, go to Starz, STARZ.com. That's Starz, STARZ.com. Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we have a wonderful hour in store for you. From the brand new Paramount Plus original movie, Little Wings, starring Brian Cox of Succession fame and Brooklyn Prince from Cocaine Bear, we'll have the Emmy-nominated executive producer and director of this film, Dean Israelite. And from the new Peacock miniseries, The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, we'll have executive producer of this unscripted series, Russell J. Stagbite. That's all coming your way, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. We'll also be with you 1 week from today as well. And again, if you've been listening to us on Google Podcasts the last year or so, remember, Google Podcasts no longer around. It's now YouTube Music. So go to YouTube Music and check us out there. And if you do like what you hear, please let the YouTube Music people know so that they can support us and market and promote us too, because we do appreciate them and we appreciate you for tuning in to YouTube Music. If you hear me late on today's episode and you want to catch up with episodes you missed, later today and throughout the weekend, well, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, anytime this weekend, you can check out our wonderful website, Vermont Podium, tomorrowbetelevised.com, and our great lineup of 46 terrific podcast venues, including YouTube Music, Odyssey, formerly CBS Radio, the IR Radio Podcast Network, Zencaster, Creator Network, Audible, Amazon Music, and many, many more. And they'll be very happy to have you listen to their programming as well as our show. As always, we appreciate what you have to say about the world of television. So if you have some thoughts, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name, where you're emailing from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. And it also gets you involved in our regular series, A Show to Know. Is there a television program you like that doesn't get enough attention? We want to give it the attention, so let's hear from you. Email me. Put down the name of the series, when it's on, what network it's on, why you like it so much, and why you think other people should learn all about it. So email me with all that information at simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. And don't forget, you can also find me on social media, LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum. That's LinkedIn, Facebook, Simon Applebaum. And X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's X or Twitter, UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate, email, social media, you know, camel ride, et cetera, we get back to you within 24 hours because we appreciate what you have to say and how you say it. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever before. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and other carriers of this program. Andy Cho is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is content executive. Website is provided by On Podium. Guitarist Fakus is our web coordinator. Bobby Televised was brought to you today by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. Remember, if you want to get 20% off, use the promo code TELEVISED at liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com. Use that promo code 20% to get that off your promo code at checkout. 20% off anything you order at liquidiv.com. For Bobby Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a sensational weekend. Good luck to all the teams that are playing in the NCAA Men's and Women's Conference Championships to get those berths and brackets for Selection Sunday. Good luck to all. And we'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our web and podcast destinations. Whatever you are up to between now and then, please make it safe. Make it great for you and others you love. And remember, let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.